WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
You may recall Superstorm Sandy last October. Sandy created quite a stir in the meteorological community for a number of reasons. One of the primary issues concerning Sandy was the change in storm structure from tropical to non-tropical just as it was heading toward shore, which resulted in a discontinuation of warnings related to tropical systems from the National Hurricane Center. There have been all kinds of discussions regarding this procedural rule. And no matter which side of the issue you support, it appears that the circumstances which resulted in this fluke have been addressed. So play the breaking news music!
We interrupt this program for a CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
In a release issued April the 4th, 2013, the rules have been changed relative to the definition of tropical systems. Quoting from that release, NOAA's National Weather Service announced today that starting June 1st, the definitions of hurricane and tropical storm watches and warnings will be broadened to allow these watches and warnings to be issued or to remain in effect after a tropical cyclone becomes post-tropical when such a storm poses a significant threat to life and property. In addition, the National Weather Service would ensure a continuity of service by allowing the National Hurricane Center to issue advisories during the post-tropical stage. These changes were motivated by the special challenges posed by Hurricane Sandy, which was forecast to evolve from a hurricane to a post-tropical storm prior to reaching the coast. The release included some additional information, including this. This policy change was first proposed during the NOAA hurricane meeting this past November and has since been the focus of much discussion in the meteorological and emergency management communities in forums such as the American Meteorological Society annual meeting in January and the National Hurricane Conference in March. This change is also supported by preliminary findings from NOAA's service assessment on Sandy, which will be released in May. So there you have it. Sometimes the wheels of government move slow, and sometimes they move a little faster. But that's not all. Next week, we'll take a look at some other changes coming about in hurricane products.
We interrupt this program for a CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
I just love playing that clip.